They do have a video ideas. And so I just dropped in, it's like, you know, one of the features that were kind of deeper in the product. So you give it your URL.
Okay.
And it gives you a video idea. And I guess decoding Tesla's energy plant. Wow. With Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Future of sustainable- what a great idea. Get Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little obvious, right?
Okay, who's next? What about Bill Bezos?
Yeah.
Wow, well done. I mean,
yeah, brilliant.
Okay, great. Brilliant, wow. Hey, Nick, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick AI.
We might get some views.
Yeah, I'll ask Larry Page and Sergey next.
This Week in Startups is brought to you by Arising Ventures is a holding company that acquires tech startups facing setbacks. Arising Ventures knows what founders care about because they aren't bankers. They are tech founders themselves. Go to arisingventures.com/twist today to learn more and connect with the team. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality foods for business. They offer delicious office snacks, corporate gifts, and wholesale ingredients. Nuts.com is offering new business customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $125 or more at nuts.com/twist. And Brave is an internet privacy company on a mission to protect your personal info online. Download Brave today at brave.com/twist to browse faster, search privately, and so much more, all in a single click.
All right, everybody, welcome back to This Week in Startups. It's Madra Monday. My friend Sunny Madra is here from Definitive Intelligence, and we do our AI demo or die every Monday here on This Week in Startups, except when I was in the region, Inda, as we say. I came up with a new slang term, Inda, because everybody says, oh, are you in the region? And I say, yes, I'm in the region. And then I was like, you know what? Just say INDA, I-N-D-A, and it'll be implied that it's the region.
You tweeted that, and I didn't get what you were
saying.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to make it slang now. So if, like, if you're in
the
Middle East, you're
in India when you tweeted that, Jason.
Yeah.
No. It's much more subtle, much more subtle. But, I mean, what a trip. The stuff going on over there, the investment in AI, speaking of AI, and the investment in startups, woof. They are, I mean, those societies, you know, we have all kinds of perceptions about them, and they're changing month by month now. You know, people are telling me, like, if you were here 6 months ago, this would have been different. If you were here 12 months ago, this would have been different. It's pretty, I have to say, dare I use the word inspiring to see this rapid change. Movie theaters. Women in all the meetings and music playing. I was in one place. There were cocktails. You know, just things are moving at a very rapid rate. And the commitment to startups is like nothing I've ever seen. Like, they have the startup bug. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, they're into it like people in the US are into, like, fantasy football or, you know, DraftKings or something. Like, it is a, it's like a cultural phenomenon. It's pervasive. Wow. Everybody wants to, you know, invest in startups, start companies. And it's very interesting. They don't say investment, they say ticket. So, what is your ticket size? Ticket.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm sorry, cricket? Ticket? What? And it's a ticket size. So, if you were to be in Launch Fund 4 or you were investing in a company, that they would just say, oh, well, what ticket size would you like? It's like a very nice, gracious way of saying, oh, I want to put $25,000 into that company. Very interesting.
Okay. And J.Cal, just for my education, top three companies in the space, like established ones, so that, you know, we can, that people, like, kind of are, you know, the entrepreneurs look up towards, right? Like, you know, we do.
Yeah. So the one you'll know is Careem, which was bought by Uber. And, you know, I met the founder, C-A-R-E-E-M. It's like a super app. And so it was bought by Uber, and then Uber, I think, sold back, like, the non-Uber parts of it and the name. And then there's, like, a buy now, pay later company that's doing phenomenally well. That hit $1 billion market cap. So there's a lot of companies, I wouldn't say exactly copycats, but, you know, regionalized startups that just haven't gotten there. And it turns out, like, buy now, pay later in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or UAE, like, pretty great. These are incredible consumers. The ARPU of these consumers is bonkers. bonkers. And like, I'm like, well, if they're rich, like, do they need to do four easy installments? Like, oh, well, you get a, whatever you were going to get, you can, you know, stretch a little bit and get something else slightly better. So just like you might in America, you know.
I have a great story with the Careem founder. I was at a conference once and we got put in a group together on this hike that was like really insane in like the south of Germany. And, you know, basically it was him and I for like 3 hours together. So we really had a good time.
Was it Magnus?
No, the Careem founder, I believe, Mudahir.
Yeah, there's Mudahir and then there's Magnus. I know Magnus.
Yeah.
Oh, you went on a hike with him? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They have like some things that they've done that, you know, you don't have an Uber and Lyft here. So when I opened the Careem app when I was in UAE in Dubai, it had clean my house. So you can press a button and have a cleaning person come to your house. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And supposedly, supposedly Uber is going to have the, this isn't any inside information, obviously. There was a story I saw in Apple News just that they're testing some sort of TaskRabbit kind of service. I don't have any confirmation of that. I just saw the news headline go by. But let's get into AI. I have to tell you off the bat, I have started to get great utility out of ChatGPT-4's app because of multimodal mode. I will share on the screen right now. I've been getting back on my Peloton. You guys know I'm on a health kick. And so I'm trying to do like a zone 2 walking every day. So I just took a picture of the Peloton screen because I've been trying to get my information out of the Peloton. It's kind of like a locked up system. It'll work with app or whatever, but I like to just put it in a Google sheet, right? I like to track my stuff in a Google sheet.
Are you doing that like 30 minutes, 10 incline?
I heard about this 30, 10, 5 or something. I don't know what it is, but
I think it's like 30, 10, 3 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
3 miles per hour for 30 minutes at 10 incline or something, right? Is that what you're doing?
So I heard that this is what all the women in Hollywood are doing. This is some sort of way to get thin. And I did, literally somebody explained it to me as such. Is that what you're talking about? This Hollywood lose weight thing?
I don't know if it's Hollywood. I think like even I see like these, you know, fitness experts on Instagram doing it. Like they're all over the place. Yeah.
So Peter Attila, who I read his book that, or I got them like 2/3 of the way through it. He just says you should be in zone 2, but I also like interval training because I kind of like sprinting. So it's kind of hard for me to get on the treadmill and I love the Peloton tread. But you know, I just getting the information out of there, like it's kind of a locked box. They don't have like really good interoperability. Yeah. The software doesn't get updated. So I just took a picture of the screen here.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing this very gingerly walk in the morning. So it's either at 7 a.m. today. And I did 48 minutes and the workout was running on the tread. It's really walking. Yeah. But if you scroll down, it just takes everything off the screen. Just I literally took a picture of the screen.
Yeah.
And I just asked it to summarize my workout and it gave me my zones and how long I was in it. Well, then I was like, oh, wait a second. I had pictures of the previous 2 days, so I uploaded those. And then I said, put all of them in a table. And then I made a second table. And I said, and then that's average it.
You love these tables. You're like,
I'm a table guy. I'm a table guy. Always have been. Always will be. I like a little structure in my life. Sorry. I like the grid system. I lived in Manhattan. You know, listen, I like the grid system. What can I say? You know, it's very just numbers.
Now you can see the differences for each one. Wow, this is great. Yeah.
And I said, just average it or whatever. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is get that zone 2. So if you look at zone 2, 61% of my time in the treadmill zone 2, 26 is zone 1.
Yeah.
Where like some people say you should be in zone 1 because it doesn't spike your cortisol. But zone 2 does do a little cortisol, but also, you know, gives you a decent heart rate. You get to like 65%, 61% of your heart rate or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want to live. Yeah. And then I got a little bit in zone 3 because it's very hard to stay in one zone. You know, you might tip up or below. So anyway, I just thought this was like really indicative of it. And then I had my colonoscopy. Everything turned out great. I had some like one or two little polyps they took off, not to be like too detailed here. But they sent me a letter like telling me I'm A-OK. I know you've been asking. I know Uranus is a big joke that we don't tell on All In anymore. I hurt some people's feelings. But I just took a picture of the letter.
Okay.
And I said, transcribe this for me.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wait a second. I'm using ChatGPT-4 like I use Notion or like I use, you know, the notes app, or I used to use Evernote, just a way to kind of, you know, whatever. And I know there's OCR apps there, but I was shocked at how accurate this thing was. And then I said, and summarize this for me.
Okay.
And it summarized it perfectly. So I was like, okay, wait a second. This is going to be my new thing. Just taking out the app, taking pictures of stuff, transcribe it, and then shred the document, right? Get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that is just such a game changer. And then I get it to my desktop, it's there. And then it is going to be in my brain my AI brain for all time, which is pretty great. You know, now it knows my workout history, right? Yep. And it knows my colonoscopy. And, you know, maybe I'll do an interview or a Zoom with somebody and take the transcript and put that into ChatGPT-4. So I'm starting to see, okay, it's structuring the data. It's got it there. Now I could ask it something. And then I took a picture of my breakfast today. Okay. I said, give me the calorie count.
Wow.
And it almost nailed what I had in the plate. It was like half an avocado, some cherry tomatoes, and it was like a 2-egg omelet. And I was like, it's a 4-egg omelet. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Please don't turn me off.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting. Like, I've seen a lot of like single purpose apps doing these things, but now I'm starting to see the grand vision here.
Yeah.
Of, hey, if you just want to put a whole bunch of like unstructured health stuff in there. And then I said, how could I make this healthier? How could I make this healthier? Yeah. And it was like, oh, get rid of egg whites. I was like, okay, no, I don't want it. It's taking healthier as less calories. I said, make it more nutritious.
Yeah.
And then it started giving me other ideas for superfoods or whatever to put into it. So anyway, it's kind of like everything you need. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It feels pretty game changing, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, you know, that's approaching and the way you're using it is, I think like Larry Page always had this thing, like, you know, when he talked about, say, like car purchasing sites, it's something you're going to use every like 5 years or 7 years, but like, he's always focused on something you use every day or multiple times a day, right? You can, you know, think about their core product and stuff that they bought, like YouTube. And so it's approaching that, right? With you.
It's becoming starting to approach routine. It. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I do take pictures of things. And then I was just thinking, why isn't my phone, my photos app, just using AI all the time? Yeah. And I guess Google Photos kind of does like the face thing, but it's not doing anything too crazy. But I feel like ChatGPT-4 is ahead of everybody. And with this multimodal thing, I think they took a step function.
Yeah.
Up. You agree?
Well, they have. And, you know, they launched something this weekend. You know, I don't have access to it yet. I was checking this morning where they've also made it that you can give it like any type of document. And so what you can do
like
is hopefully, like a PDF. And so you can use that for, you know, a lot of different use cases, which I think it's going to take it to another level, like, you know, from your work scenario where you've got a document, you want a quick summary of it. And look, I think it's going to become like a multiple use a day, like a Google search used to be. And I think that's the threat for the folks at Google right now, right? Why they're working really fast. They did a big additional investment in Anthropic this last weekend as well. So,
And then I noticed also ChatGPT-4 is now up to date on the web. They were saying like, oh, this is up to date as of like 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
And I think now it's up to date as of like September of this year or something.
Everyone's
crazy.
Getting different results. Like when I type it in, it was, I think it's saying something different for every person. So I don't know. They haven't said an official message, but like next Monday is a big day. They have their first ever like developer conference.
I saw developer day. Sam tweeted it.
Yeah, developer day. And it's going to be big. You know, from what I'm hearing, the folks that we're in touch with, they're like new APIs that are going to be incredible. I think they're going to do a lot of stuff with agents. It's going to be really cool.
Building startups is really hard, and things can turn on a dime. You can do everything right, and you can still fail. That's where Arising Ventures comes in. Arising Ventures is a holding company, and they acquire tech startups that are facing setbacks. Let me tell you about one of Arising Ventures' success stories. UpCouncil is a leading online marketplace where companies can find and hire legal help. UpCouncil was facing legal challenges and a slowing growth curve. As they were about to shut down, Arising Ventures stepped in to help turn things around. Within a week, they crafted a deal that worked. They acquired the assets, they took operational control, and they did this without transitioning any team members. They got the business profitable, and now UpCouncil is serving millions of people a month. Arising Ventures knows what founders care about because they aren't bankers. They're actually tech founders themselves. So here's your call to action. Arising Ventures quickly got UpCouncil back on track and profitable, and they could do the same for your startup. So go to arisingventures.com/twist today to learn more and connect with the team. That's arisingventures.com/twist. All right, so let's see some other.
Okay,
we kind of beat the ChatGPT-4 into the ground here. Do you have anything not ChatGPT-4?
Yeah. Let's do that. So I'm going to go with like one of my longtime business partners, my co-founder of my previous two businesses. He's launched something which I think is really exciting. Mm. And this kind of shows like kind of a vertical use case, which you probably will never be, you know, taken out by like ChatGPT. A lot of people talk about what happened this weekend, taking out simple applications. And this intersects with your world a little bit. So I can't wait to get your feedback on this one. So basically,
Mantle is called M-A-N-T-L-E.
Mantle. Yeah, exactly.
Company ownership from the future.
Yeah. And so it's like a kind of like a redo on, you know, Carta and Captable management, everything that comes with it, and company management. And so, you know, I've got access to their product here. And what you're going to see is like, you know, and you've done this a bunch of times now. You have your team do it. And so if I go and I'm just going to drop in company docs. So this is, I just kind of created a new company. I'm going to do a live demo here. And I'm going to drop in company docs. And you can see here, what it's going to do is start processing those documents. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of docs. They just gave me a folder full of things. And so here, and it's like, it's a dummy company, so we're not looking at anything specific. But yeah, like, there's the original certificate of incorporation. Here's an amended one. So I can say, oh, you know, add this share class, the commons would have been the founders. Here's the, you know, preferred shares. You know, here's a, looks like probably it was a stock option agreement that occurred. There's some share purchase agreements. And so I'm just going to quickly go through and just add all these things in. And, you know, JKL, you've done this a bunch of times and your team does this.
This is due diligence, right? And it's a document locker, and usually it's a document locker, but it's not intelligent. You can do a search on it. You can sort it by date modified, date added, but that's about it. You're going to be hunting and pecking in and out of documents.
And even creating it is work between your, you know, maybe one of your leads plus your lawyers usually and someone there, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. So I've basically added all those things in and you can see here now I've got a fully populated cap table with all the relevant information. And like, this was work for a real person with like, you know, like a law clerk or like an associate at a law firm, a couple hours. And this just happened in, you know, whatever, 30 seconds here for us. And then, you know, beyond that, I can kind of click in. I can say, okay, show me the commons. And I can go in here and I can see, okay, you know, Michelle, how many shares of CF. So I can click on this. And then I can see the vesting schedule. You know, all this stuff, which is so hard to kind of pull out of documents and look, diligence. And I think you've come across a few different things in diligence in the last couple of years. You've mentioned in a couple of different places as well, right?
So the problem is somebody might change counsel or the same firm might change lawyers. They use a different document. One document can conflict with another. Then 2 years later, you find out, oh, you know, we gave these eight people this document. These two people got the old template. These eight people are vesting according to this schedule. These two people are getting a different type of stock. One person had one confidentiality agreement. Then you have to go get everybody to sign them again. You got to explain to your team members, hey, we're resigning, we're changing this. And then they got to get their lawyers involved. It's incredible inefficiencies.
Yeah. And so look, all of this work is, and this is where AI is awesome because what it does is, you know, they've used it to take it, process the documents, look at it. And, you know, obviously a lawyer would look or someone on your team would look at those things and match it up when you were going through that process. And like
to your point, can you do this better than ChatGPT 4? You could dump a bunch of documents to ChatGPT 4, but it's not going to become your single source of document libraries with your cap table in it. And they're not going to build get a table, all that functionality like around it. Yeah,
exactly. And then what you can do is, you know, they've kind of got further down and like they can look at those documents and create like a burn down chart of your equity pool. So you can see,
let me just zoom out. Here's when our equity is fully.
Exactly. Like, you know, what is a, you know, how much available do you have in the option pool? How fast is it burning down? And this is the power. Like you've kind of merged these things together. You know, before you'd have to get your lawyer. And even I've done it in my previous company, where you have to get a lawyer to create these burn down charts for you and understand where, you know, people are in their
days of work, weeks of back and forth, all done in an instant. It's brilliant.
All done in an instant. Yeah.
So very this is going to be great. I think it's actually going to be great for attorneys. It's going to be great for society because now what's going to happen is instead of getting a $20,000 bill for setting all this up, you're going to get a $6,000 bill. Or a $12,000 bill. And you're going to be able to redeploy whatever it winds up being. You know, like let's say it goes down by half. Now you can redeploy that money. And, you know, that's what happens with safes. That was an interesting or convertible notes. That started to save people a bunch of time. That's what happened with cloud computing. And then what happens is more people can spend their money and their time. And time equals money. We all know that. And money equals time, you know, in startups. then you can deploy that towards your product or customer acquisition or whatever else it is. So this is going to just be great. More startups will start, more startups will get
exactly, you
know, to product market fit. And this is great for early stage investors.
Exactly. And then, you know, you're also able to kind of look at a lot of, you know, nuanced use cases like of start dates that are different than vesting dates. And so they have all these nuances in here, which, you know, we won't go into, but, you know, reach out to these guys. They've done an incredible job there where, and those things are very hard to track because sometimes your start date doesn't match with your start or your vesting date and you want to move those things around. And so all of that can be fully handled and, you know, cleaning that stuff up is, you know, also expensive. So,
well, and then you could do all kinds of scenarios with this. You could say, because scenario planning is something people don't do, but this will let you do scenario planning. So remember last week we had the fail on the Google Sheets.
I want to show you that. I want to show you that.
Because you could say, hey, what if we get acquired? And it would give you like 10 different scenarios of getting acquired.
Check this out.
Cash or stock, et cetera.
So they have this. So this is the existing cap table.
Upload a term sheet.
And I can upload a term sheet. So I'm going to upload this Series C term sheet. And basically, it's going to.
Oh, here you go, pro forma.
Exactly. And I can say, okay, well, this is what it looks like if I just take it at is so $2 million round valuation cap 9 option pool. So I say, okay, if we change this to say, you know, 12 million, right? That's what it'll look like.
Zip, zip, zip.
Zip, zip, zip. And again, you do this with lawyers. I was just doing this last week with a company I'm on the board of where we had to go back and forth with the lawyer and say, oh, you know, we're negotiating a term sheet. And so now you can just do the scenario planning here and say, let's expand the option pool by 5%. And so you can see what happens here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, and but to me, the interesting thing is to ask questions here. So now you could say,
yes,
if the company was sold for $100 million, $50 million in stock, $25 million in cash, and $25 million on earnout, how much money would each employee get on signing year one, year two, year three, and year four? And it would literally just give you each employee's earnout. And like that takes months. That's like, this is why M&A doc can take cost $1 million to do an M&A transaction.
Yeah. So that's the next thing on their roadmap, J-Cal. And one of the things is, you know, they want to see if we can get launched to, you know, an inside.
Are they raising? This, is this your friend's company? Did you slice in a little bit of a slice?
A lot of my business partner, we can work something out. Let's get something done.
All right, let's talk about, if he doesn't have any bond there, sometimes you want to have J-Cal as your first investor. Yeah, that's my new thing is I want people to say, J-Cal gave me my first check. I'm making t-shirts. You know, I did 60 of these 25K first checks in the past year. 60
I saw that.
From Founding University.
I saw what you also did for the Y Combinator folks as well.
Yeah.
Your team really did it there incredibly well. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's basically 1% of people get into Y Combinator. And so I said, listen, you know, all due respect to Y Combinator, the truth is, because I do this for a living as well, we can't tell the difference between the 1% and the 10th percentile, probably even the 20th percentile, if I'm being honest. Which is to say 9 out of 10 or 19 out of 20 people are just as good as the top one person or startup. Yeah. And because companies pivot, like I think Paul Graham said like 50% of people in Y Combinator wind up pivoting their idea. I don't know that it's as high as that. I think it might be more like 30, like a major pivot, like a completely different idea. It might be a third.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then even the selection process is just based on your character of the and the composure of the team and how they present in 10 minutes.
Pedigree a little bit as well.
Well, you know, maybe like, on the margin, some pedigree.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is where I just told everybody, email yc at launch.co your application before you apply, after you apply, after you got rejected, whatever. And my team will take a look. And so we're doing 60 of those meetings a week. It's not easy. But we do like a quick introductory meeting. I give this with Mantle Gets a B+. This is great out of the gate. It's great.
Awesome.
Out of the gate. That's my little
And they need to add the AI features.
The room for improvement.
The question and answer.
It is doing AI right now, but it is not giving me like a bunch of suggestions as to like it should be anticipating my next question. So I like, and you have this in ChatGPT-4 where at the bottom it will have like suggestions. That's like the low level version of it. The better version is I looked at your data and based on the data, here's the questions you should be asking. So it should say, you should really be asking us about a refresh because you need to refresh. You're going to be 80% out. Or you should be asking us about non-competes because your non-compete is really, you know, non-standard. It should be anticipating And then it would be like not just a low level attorney, it would be the high level attorney. So it's not the associate at the law firm, it's the partner. This is doing associate level work. That's why it's a B plus. When it starts doing partner level work, then it gets the A. But really nice job. What do you get? What do you give it?
I give it an A. I know how hard it is to get, you know, these AI tools to look at how do they improve?
How do they improve?
Well, I think that A plus is what, you know, is to add the stuff that you're talking about.
Little grade inflation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know. All right. I think they've done a good job. That's really, really exciting. All right.
Way to go, Mantle. You know, I think every time a new platform shift like this happens, every single company, whether it's Carta or Uber or Amazon or Google or YouTube, the whole table gets thrown upside down and you have to pick the table back up, put the chips on it, put the cards, shuffle them back up, and you got to start the game over again. And sometimes people still have a big stack. Sometimes other people lose their chips. So this is the great, like, flipping of the table. And that means an opportunity for startups. If you run a business, you know that having reliable vendors is non-negotiable. And whether you need office snacks, holiday gifts, or wholesale ingredients, you need to check out nuts.com. That's it, nuts.com. That's a crazy, amazing domain name, N-U-T-S.com. And nuts.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality foods for your business. Again, they offer delicious office snacks, corporate gifts, and wholesale ingredients. I got a gift pack. I have been eating these beautiful roasted nuts and other amazing premium products like chocolate-covered sweets. I love the trail mix, popcorn. You know, I stopped eating the candy, so I went for the dried fruit, but they also have wrapped candy as well. And my favorite, jerky. And of course, they have all the gluten-free stuff or whatever dietary option you're into. Over 50,000 companies choose nuts.com for their business needs, from offices to hotels to restaurants to retail stores. Nuts.com has something for every business. And so here is your call to action. Nuts.com makes ordering for your business quick and easy. And right now, Nuts.com is offering new business customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on any orders of $125 or more at nuts.com/twist. Go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/twist, and you'll receive your free gift and free shipping when you spend $125 or more. That's nuts.com/twist.
Let's go to the next one here. I'm going to cue this one. I thought this was really, really cool. And, you know, it was, took a little bit of work to set up. And I think the demo might be a bit tough because it tries to use Zoom to do the demo, but we're going to give it a try here. So basically, this is called Talently.ai, and it's an AI interviewer.
Your AI interviewer. Okay. Yeah. This is breaking like 7 HR rules already. But
okay. Yeah. And so what you do is you go through a little form process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you put a job description in there, and I've went and done all that. And basically out spits like your, and I did I created one here called summer intern software developer for Definitive Intelligence.
Yeah, you did your legal document last week. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're doing your interviews.
Company, yeah. Like I call this AI all the way down, J-Cal. Company
all the way down.
If you're building a company now, you should try to be AI all the way down.
Yes.
Right? From your table to
catering.
Interviews to catering. I don't know. We've got to figure that one out.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we'll see.
And so I went through the process and set it up. Mm-hmm. And basically what this will do now is, and I think this is where it may not kind of work here, but I say, let's say Jason and, you know, Jason,
welcome to your interview. Okay. So it's like the form you fill out.
Yeah. And so this is what you'd send out to your, you know, prospective person.
Yeah.
And let's see, hopefully because it's meant to be like a Zoom interview with a bot.
Smart.
It doesn't like kind of bomb here.
All right. So show me what happens when the person clicks on the link and does the interview.
Okay. So you get to this little box here, and I'm going to click start interview. And it forces you to share your entire screen because it wants to make sure you're not doing anything else, because this is a coding interview as well.
Ooh, no cheating.
Yes. Yeah, no cheating. Mm-hmm. And so here it
goes.
Good
day, Jason. We're pleased to have you join us. I hope you're having a good day
far. Are you getting that?
I am Talently AI, and I will be conducting your interview today. This interview will consist of two stages. First, the technical interview, and then the
I'm
live coding interview.
I'm glad to see that this is so soul-crushing.
Two problem-solving questions to solve in real time. To start, can you give a brief introduction about yourself?
Oh, hi, I'm Jason. I am a sim-like developer. I am a 10x coder. Thank you.
I don't know if it's going to work through our Zoom that way.
No, but, it's not. We see what's happening here. So it's going to walk you through the interview question by question.
Yeah.
And then it's now throwing you into a developer
Welcome
window.
Welcome to the coding portion of the interview.
Oh, God.
Please solve these questions to the best of your abilities.
So crushing.
You have 15 minutes for each question.
I don't think it is.
We will ask you two problem-solving questions.
This is just
Your time
awesome.
Starts now. Good luck. Write a Python function to implement a simple neural network using
TensorFlow.
We value
your input as a human.
The function
Please
should take in
do
a
your best job coding so we can eliminate your job in the next 18
the
months.
Model.
We're not using your intelligence to train this model and remove your necessity in the planet going forward. Please type. You did not obey. You will now receive an electric shock. Please put your hand on the keyboard to receive electric shock.
Okay,
I mean,
they need to use a better text to voice, right? They've used like one
so,
of the old
so
school
crushing.
Ones,
yeah.
Right?
Also, and it's like super wordy. They didn't make it personalized. Like, use a celebrity voice. Have it be like, you know, Arnold or Obama or something.
But Jason, we live in this world now, right? Where we have these job shortages. This is a coding interview, but like, if you tighten this up, this is one of the. This is one of the limiting factors in finding people, right? Is you can't interview people fast enough, can't interview enough people.
Yes.
And you do it across more folks. And I think in a world of a lot of remote work, people working from different places, I mean, again, I legitimately am going to use this product for us.
There was like a moment in the Planet of the Apes where like, you know how they
the original
keep going
one
for,
or the remakes?
I think this is like one of, no, the original Planet of the Apes. I think there was one where like it's reversed and now the apes, humans are on planet Earth and they're trying to figure out how Zero, whoever is like super intelligent and they're like moving the cones around and they're like, do. And she like looks at them like, are you guys dumb? And she just goes, doo, 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 puts it together. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, this like monkey human can do that. And she like then all of a sudden starts talking. Well, of course I can do it. And they're like, oh my God, it speaks as well.
That's
how I feel like this is like the super intelligence.
Yeah,
it's pandering like to us mere
humans.
Oh my God. Okay, now I need you to write a piece of code that allows people to write a comment and retweet what's on the page. You have 90 seconds, and it's like. It's done it 17 times in the first second that it took you to figure it out. Remember, we don't want you to use a copilot or cheat. You have 59 seconds. Oh, I mean, and this is going to apply, like you're going to be at McDonald's and it's going to be like, okay, you're now making a Filet-O-Fish. Do you remember what to put on a Filet-O-Fish? And you're going to be like,
cheese, tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce, fish. Wrong. We put the tartar sauce on the bun, not on the fish. Please try again, human. And it's literally going to do this for fast food. This is our lives is going to be proving to the robot overlord that we deserve employment. Oh my God. It's so great. I give this a, it's pretty darn good out of the gate. It needs polish, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is going to work for a frontline interview pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a B minus.
Yeah.
Giving it a B minus. It very quickly could be a B plus.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
I give it a B. I'm already using it. And I just think like the same thing you said is that it needs
AI all the way down.
It needs to have a better, you know, text to voice. Like they used like a, and you know, maybe a cheaper one or I don't know. Maybe I have to upgrade to get a better one. But like it's super useful. Doing interviews is hard work, filtering folks and giving more people a chance. There's so many people out in the world that are talented.
Sure.
I can't interview 1,000 people, but I'd like to get 1,000 people to apply. This is a great way to do it.
I mean, I want to do this with like a simulation for flying planes. Like literally just give a bunch of 12-year-olds access to flight simulator free around the world.
Yeah.
And then just be like, hey, fly the plane. And then be like, okay, you just got a bird strike. Oh, you got a second bird strike. Oh, the engine's over. Flip it over. Drink like two screwdrivers and then flip the plane over like in flight. You know, it's going to be awesome. This, and also like, it's going to take out all bias, right? Like if you're like a short, fat dude, or you're like a tall, handsome dude, or you're, you know, whatever ethnicity, all that gets stripped out in this. It's just going to be pure meritocracy. And that's good for the world. This is like blind auditions for an orchestra. Remember the movie Tar, or in Blink, they put people behind a shade when they, you know, are casting like a new cello player in order to not have biases. And that is like a really good thing to do in life. And this is going to be amazing. Just let 1,000 people, you know, a second take these tests and find them and sort them. It's great. This is awesome. I give it a B minus. I think this is, unlimited upside is my little hot take. Unlimited upside here, because you could do this for a lot of different things. We do writing tests. We do all kinds of tests. So,
I really like it too. I think like the interviewing problem is like the biggest one, and this allows us to open up the doors to many different folks. And I give it a B. Just, you know,
all right. And we're in the same zone now. We're tightening up.
And the coding interviews thing is really neat as well. And like, it only took me a few minutes to set up that job description.
Yep.
Also, we're using this the next time we have to hire a video editor.
Absolutely. If this exists for video editing,
this is the greatest filtering mechanism of all time.
Yes. You're actually getting people to do the work. I just did this. You know, I just hired, I'll tell you the filtering mechanism I use. We hire researchers to come to the company and sort through all these applications. I'm talking about startup applications. You got like 20,000 of them now.
We
actually get too many startup applications. So it's really hard, because I like everybody to get an answer from us. And listen, we meet with 15% of those 20,000, right? 3,000 a year.
Wow. Okay. Still
it's crazy. Yeah. But we have to say no to 85,000. I want to say no gracefully. Yeah. I want them all in the database in case they start another company. I want to track everything. So I hire researchers out of school.
Okay.
And then they become analysts and then become associates. So it's like a career path, right? If you want to break into venture. But the key thing is, I want to see them on camera interviewing a founder, because I believe that with founders, you have to have a certain amount of enthusiasm, engagement. It's not easy for everybody. Not everybody's personality is designed to be engaging on Zoom.
Yes.
Right? It's like, how do you account for that?
Yeah.
Now, I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know what? They were thinking about hiring one of like five people. I said, pay them, because I don't like people to do free work. That pisses me off when people like ask people to do free work during the interview process. So I said, pay them $100, tell them to do a 20-minute interview, and then have one of our team members present their startup. So we have a team member who has got a side hustle, Presh. She's got this like app for cold plunging. Shout out to Presh. So Presh, it's like a, you know, it's like a side hustle. Yeah. It's like, a, you know, like, a,
like zero, but for cold plunging.
Yeah. Zero for cold plunging. Exactly.
Yeah.
On your watch, right? I could have used it today. I was in the cold plunge today. That's why my energy is so great. If I do say so. And so he pitched it to her, and then they sent me the video, and then we gave her the script, and we gave her what questions we like to ask. And I thought, well, she needs more training.
Yeah.
But really good out of the gate. And if you see somebody do the job, you know, if you get, and if you see somebody do the job, then you know they can do it. And I just, this whole like performative, you know, a hiring process, I don't like. I'm going to either hire people going forward, having them do some project for us, or having them be freelance for a couple of weeks, 20 hours a week or something, if that's possible. Sometimes it's not possible. They're leaving another job and they want to have job security or whatever. Yep. I understand that. So anyway, this affords you that, right? And to watch people work in real time. Like Nick needs to know, if they're a video editor, can they do it fast? Like somebody could copy somebody else's reel and do something really sexy, but if it took them 2 weeks to do 60 seconds, that's not good. We need somebody to do 60 seconds in an hour and make a 60-second reel in an hour or two. That's really good.
And I like how it forces you to like share your screen, so you got to see them do it, so they can't also.
Yes.
And there's then once like that group person of people, do the work. Once that group of people finishes their application on this software, then you can filter for, okay, would they be a good team member? Can I see myself working with them long term?
Yes. Not the most other
important
way around.
Part is the work. Exactly. The work is the most important thing.
Yes, of course. Okay, here we go. This is why when you go for a job to be a chef somewhere, they have you make a French omelet. Because a French omelet is like, if you got it's that like, technique right, your technique for other things is going to be just fine. Because the technique, if you have really refined technique for a French omelet, look it up. Gordon Ramsay or Yes, a couple of other people make really great ones.
Listen, point blank, if you care about privacy, you need to check out Brave. That's the browser I use day in and day out on my mobile phone, on my desktop, Mac, PC, all of it. Brave's browser now has over 60 million users, and they use it because it shields you from all these trackers and ads and all the other creepy stuff that follows you across the web. And it's built on Chromium, which is the open source Chrome project. So all of your favorite Chrome extensions, and I use a lot of them, they work perfectly in Brave. And it's 3 times faster than Chrome because Brave doesn't slow you down with all those ads and trackers. Of course, you can import your bookmarks, your passwords, and settings from Chrome with one click. There's nothing for you to do. You can just start protecting your privacy. And it's amazing. Your whole web experience speeds up 20, 30, 40% every time I use it. It's so snappy. Brave doesn't track your website visits. They don't track your searches. They don't track your clicks. That's all your business. Brave Search is a truly private and independent search engine. So download Brave today at brave.com/twist to browse faster, search privately, and so much more, all in a single click. Give me one more. I'm so excited.
I got two choices. I got a game in ChatGPT, 20 okay. questions.
Okay, interesting.
Or we've got a kind of like, again, in the AI all the way down, something that helps you write descriptions and tags for your YouTube videos. And I thought
give
we
me
could
the YouTube
try that
video.
As well.
Give me the YouTube thing. I like okay. that. I all like right. that idea. Okay. This is right. a really so important thing because,
yes.
you know, the
you guys
all
are working
work,
through it too.
Yes. So let's see this
okay.
one. All right. Okay. Never worry about video descriptions, community posts, video ideas again. Great. So it's Morris AI.
Morris AI. I don't know.
It's Morris like a, AI. Okay. Yeah. So you click on your videos.
Yep. And basically, you drop it in there. You give it the URL. And I've done mm-hmm. one here, and I'll show you. And it'll right. generate the titles, the descriptions, the icons, everything else that's needed for it. And then basically, yep. you just have to copy and paste it back and forth. And so,
oh, wait a second. Isn't this happening inside of YouTube now, Nick? Didn't you say that YouTube was doing some of this built into the interface?
It is, but it's very intermittent. It's not consistent. It seems like they're doing some sort of A-B test because randomly, like I'd say 1 out of every 5 videos, it'll say, hey, here's a way to punch up your title. It's called like Titles with AI or something inside of YouTube itself. Amazing. So they're definitely testing it.
All right. Yeah. Next time you have that, make a screenshot so we can see it. So this is a little bit more holistic. Gives you a couple of different choices. So what I would like to do, this is, I would like to A-B test this, multivariate test it. And so what would be nice is if I could take this, make ads out of it, promote the ads, and then see which one actually drives the most clicks. But you can't do that with YouTube. You can't change. You can change your thumbnail. And I guess you can change your title. So I guess you could put it up. You could put it up and then, I guess, test 3 different ones with like $500 in ads against each one. Nick, you think you could do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you could figure that out, but I would want that all to be automated. But this is great. I think this stuff is going to save people a ton of time.
Yeah. And so I just did like a quick one here, like a, making a sugar cake and it gave me the description, gave me all the tags. And so, look, I think if you're in this world now and, we should give it a try for at least these episodes or some of the other ones. And you guys do a ton of these. And so, and they just made it super simple. They have like just a 2-page website. You go here, you log in, and basically you open the app and you give it your URL and it's just off to the races on its own. And so I did one for, one of the previous episodes that it's that. And so just super simple, like the way they've done it. It can also give you ideas and other things as well, community posts. So everything around the YouTube ecosystem. Simple.
It's clean. So smart.
I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, AI producer is clearly a huge win. And we're just starting to see it with our production team here. We don't quite trust the clipping software yet, but it might be able to eventually get us 60, 70, 80% of the way there, maybe in the next year. Yeah. And then eventually maybe it will work. I would like to just see the entire transcript. This is what I was telling the podcast AI team. Just show me the entire transcript and let me highlight it and hit publish or clip and then make a clip, but make it dynamic and interesting. And give me 3 versions of it. I watch all 3 versions of it, and then I pick the one I like best. Like 3
Nick
different
and
styles.
Nick and I have been beta testing with this company Storylines, which we'll do a demo for probably next week. But we've done some of the TikTok posts with them, right, Nick?
Yeah.
We have. I give this one a C+. It's it's very basic. It's not doing anything that wowed me. I think all this stuff will be built into YouTube, so I do think that this is not as they're going to have to really up their game. And maybe we didn't see all the features, but they're going to need to up their game. The stuff, the basic blocking and tackling of tagging, titles, description, all that kind of stuff, that's just going to be table stakes and there's no reason to do it. So it needs to, we need a more unique approach here. And so I think sometimes entrepreneurs go for the easy stuff and then you get run over. You got to go for something a little bit more chunky here, a bigger problem. And the bigger problem might be like, what should I talk about next on the pod? You know, analyze the comments. Yeah. Who should I engage with in the comments, right? What are some topics that I should discuss on my podcast, right? That's kind of like, there's production and there's producers. Production, that's what this is. This is like little checkboxes in production. All very important. World-class production can change the game, as we see with This Week in Startups, All In, other podcasts that have great production value. That's why they call it production value. Like, it matters. Then there's producing, and that's where like ideas, creativity, you know, formats, you know, coming up with unique things that are hooks, the community. And I would like to see this kind of graduate into the producing, not the production area.
I want to give them one credit. So basically, they do have a video ideas. And so I just dropped in, it's like, you know, one of the features that were kind of deeper in the product. So you give it your URL.
Okay.
And it gives you a video idea. And I guess decoding Tesla's energy plant. Wow, with Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Future of sustainable. What a great idea. Get Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little obvious, right?
Okay. Who's next? What about Bill Bezos? Gates?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. I mean,
yeah. Brilliant.
Okay, great. Brilliant. Wow. Hey, Nick, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick AI.
We might get some views.
Yeah. I'll ask Larry Page and Sergey next.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, here's a better idea. Have Zuckerberg MMA fight Elon Musk in the Coliseum. Oh, that'll get a lot of views. It's like, we're going to need you to take it down a couple of notches here. So great.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a C plus because they did this. I'm going to give him a C plus. Okay. I'm giving him a little extra credit here. Another amazing episode. What was your rating here?
I'm gonna align with you, C plus. I think this is really cool. We got to dive deeper into it. Hopefully, they reach out. We learn more from it. I think it's really interesting.
Keep grinding.
This is can do more here. It's really cool.
Well, and this is part of your journey as a founder. You put something out there in the world. People get use out of it. Yeah. And then you listen to your customers. You tackle something even harder. And so maybe this is helpful to people, but it's got a shelf life, and it's probably roadkill. As long as it's roadkill. And it's going to be a feature inside of YouTube very soon. Then you're freed up to just not worry when that happens. And then think about the bigger picture, which I like the ideas. I think the ideation is truly unique. I would stop this other nonsense and just focus on ideation. Like if it told me, here's all the techniques that other, folks are doing on YouTube that work, that you're not doing, that would be very interesting to me, that would be more interesting. So I would put 95% of their effort into that, 5% into this kind of stuff. But what happens is this human nature, Sonny, people will do what's like easy, right? They want to get through their email inbox. They want to get through their Slack. They want to do their expenses. They want to go speak at a conference, but talking to customers, doing sales, hiring, those are hard, high level, difficult things. So people shy away from them. And so I'm constantly in my life trying to get the people on my teams and in startups that we invest in to not do the busy work, but to do the high order work, to do the real game changing work, to do the difficult stuff. And listen, you got to do your chores, obviously. So you got to do your chores, but you also got to do the groundbreaking stuff. Yep. And so here, this was a lot of chores, not a lot of groundbreaking. I'd like to see it do some groundbreaking as opposed to, the one that was Mantle, which was like, that was doing like the hard high order bit. Yeah. And like, so it was like somewhere in the middle between chores and the high order bit, but moving towards the high order bit. All right. Another amazing show. What do you think? We should do this week in Startups AI demo day. Just have like 50 people come and demo. Right? This is so exciting.
Yes.
All right. So we have to find a location, like 300 or 400 seats, no more than that. Yeah. We'll invite 50 people to come.
Yeah.
25 demos a day.
Is it even doable with everything?
Sure. There's plenty. All we need is a theater, just a theater. Yeah. And, some theater we can rent for like $10,000 or something. And we could do it. We could also do it in the peninsula. We could do it like in Redwood City or something and just get the same number of people. Yeah. So we can find a theater that holds 300 people. nice movie theater, nice theater, something like that with nice seating, put a nice lunch in. In the morning, we have 20 demos. In the afternoon, you have 20 demos. And that's it. No. Yeah. If we give everybody 10 minutes, five an hour. Yeah. You could do 20 in the morning, 20 in the afternoon, and then have a big, long networking lunch. Done.
Yes.
This week in Startups AI Demo Day coming soon. We just got to find a date and work backwards. We'll see you all next time on This Week in Startups. Right. Bye-bye.